Welcome to episode 32 of The Lab. I'm your host, Brad Barton. I was talking with Anthony Ahmed. He was interviewed in episode 2 of The Lobby, which you can find by going to thelobbywithbrad.com. And I'll leave a link to his interview in today's show page, which you can find by going to thelabwithbrad.com. He sort of idly wondered, would a placebo work if you just had a little bottle of sugar pills and you just took one and you knew you were having a sugar pill? In the studies I've been reading, there are placebo effects that persist once the treatment has been established. And I kept running into the little things that said, you know, hey, placebos work even when you know they're a placebo. And I thought it was that effect, sort of Pavlovian conditioning or experience, increasing expectation, whatever mechanism is involved there. But I found some articles about patients receiving benefit from placebo even when they knew it was placebo without any conditioning. There was a doctor who was working with IBS, irritable bowel syndrome. He sat the patients down and told them about the neurochemical results and benefits patients can get from taking a placebo, had them take placebos, and there was an improvement in their condition. The same thing, study was sort of replicated with lower back pain. And, of course, there's always the problem that a lot of researchers seem to magically find whatever they expect to find when they are doing their research. But there was one person working on migraine pain who found out more or less by accident that some patients were receiving relief from their pain even when they knew they were the ones taking the placebo. And I got, you know, links to several articles to back me up on this. I haven't read the actual papers yet. I'll get around to it, but I pretty much decided I believe in placebos. In fact, I'm downright superstitious.